Hello, Fraud Hotline. How can I help?
Hello. I think I've been scammed, and I don't know what to do.
OK. First of all, tell me your name and what type of account you have with us.
My name is Gemma, with a G, Bingley. That's B-I-N-G-L-E-Y. I've got a current account with you, but it's got a saver account attached to it. Saver Account Plus, I think it's called.
OK, Gemma. Tell me what happened.
I got a call from you. I mean, I thought it was you, but it wasn't. They said...
Okay, was it a man or a woman?
A man. He was very professional. Sounded like he was in his 50s, maybe.
Okay, what did he say to you?
He said that I was in arrears on the mortgage I have with you, and that there was going to be a charge of £200. Something, a new tax regulation? He said he was able to help me, but I would need to pay £50 to the bank, which would stop the charge being made. I have been having problems with money lately, and I knew there wasn't much left in there, so I thought I'd gone overdrawn and the payment hadn't been made, so what he was saying sounded plausible. I can't afford to pay £200, so I was really happy that he was helping me.
There certainly isn't any such charge, and we would warn you in writing of any change made in the charging system.
I know. I wasn't thinking. He sounded so nice and professional. I didn't think for a minute that it wasn't the bank. Trouble is, that wasn't all of it. 50 quid would have been bad enough, but he somehow knew that there was a savings account attached to the current account. He said what I could do is to use my savings to guarantee that there would be no further charges in future, as the money I have saved could be used as collateral. Obviously, I liked that idea.
Did he ask you for account information?
Yes, but he said it was a security measure to make sure that I was who I said I was. He said he was looking at my account information and my PIN and just wanted me to confirm what it was. So I told him my account number, sort code, and PIN.
And have you checked your savings account?
I have. I was saving for my daughter's wedding, and I had almost £5,000 in there. It's all gone!
I'm sorry this happened to you, Gemma. There are some things we can do immediately. Firstly, we can put a block on your savings account to make sure no one else accesses it, and we can monitor the current account.
I feel so stupid. Looking back, I should have known not to give him my PIN. But he was so nice, and I really believed he was helping me.
We may be able to trace the money if it was moved electronically. I'm going to need to take some more information from you. But do know that no one from the bank will ever ask you for your PIN numbers. And you should never give them to anyone else, even family. But please try to remain calm. We may be able to get your money back for you. Do you currently have the means to buy what you need without using your bank accounts?
I do. I have some cash that I can live on for now.
Good. Here's what we're going to do.